Welcome to Dafir Yerushalmi, Shir's sponsor, and the source of the return of all the hostages and end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a Pesach in Daf Pei in the Oizvader edition, Perek Chi, in the middle of Aloch Avov. We're starting in Mudalaf on the top, and the Gemara says, Hifrish Pischoi Ve'ovad Ve'Hifrish Acher Tachtov. One put a sign akor in Pesach, it got lost. And then he prepared another one. Lo Yispik La'akrivis Hasheni HaChanimtza HaRishon. And before he shecht the second one, he found the first. Now he has two korbanos. He has the original one that he set aside to be his korban. And he was the one that he replaced with the new animal that he had as a secondary korban. They're both there in front of him. So what should he do? There is Bryce that says, use the first one, the original korban. The first one is considered to be nitcha, pushed away. So you should use the second one. Vetani Shmuel Kane, Shmuel holds, Shmuel brought a brice that says the following, he takes the nicer one, he has two animals, the nicer one will be the korban, because he could choose either one. Vashani, what was he going to do with the second one? You wait for it to get a mum, you let it graze until it gets a blemish. And then with the money, he will go and buy a shlomim, and we mark him in the 16, which means after Yom Tev, he will bring a korban shlomim. Now, why do you bring it as money and not as the korban itself? Because it's considered to be dochi. Dochi means it's pushed away. Because both animals were standing in front of us. We chose to do one, not the other. So the other one is pushed away. If it's pushed away, if it's dochi, it cannot be used as shlomim. So therefore, you have to wait for it to get a blemish, sell it, and with the money, you bring shlomim. The animal itself can be carved shlomim. Why? It's not considered to be dochi. Because we're speaking about a year that was found after chatzois. It was found after midday. And chatzois is what's kaveh, not the time of the shechito. So when you found the first animal that was lost, it was already after it was pushed away. It was pushed away wearing chatzois. He wasn't there to be pushed away. So therefore, that itself can be turned to be shlomim. So the machlokes over here is, do we say that the determining factor, what carbon is considered to be the carbon, is the time of shechita, or the determining factor is the time of chatzos? Says the Gemara, ask to the Rebbe, Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe goes like Rebbe Elazar. What does Rebbe say? Rebbe says that a carbon chatos that was found before kapara, you're going to kill the carbon chatos. And the rule that we learned in the end of the previous daf was, that kol shebechatos meiso bePesach korav shlomim. It's a equation, and chatos it dies, and Pesach itself, so that animal itself will become shlomim. So here Rebbe says that if you found an animal before kapara, you found the korban chatos, the one that was lost, you will kill it. So you mele will go like a blazer. If you found the korban Pesach even before kapara, you will make it shlomim. Points out Reb Chaim, even according to Reb Elazar, there will be a time the Korban Pesach will not be Shlomim if it was found before Chatzos. But he says if it was found before Chatzos, it's not considered to be lost. Because it was there when it was supposed to be there. And if you don't check it, it's considered to be Doch according to everybody. But if it was found after Chatzos, that's what it's considered to be lost. And Korban Chatzos also, when it's lost, you kill it. Similar to Shmuel, Taniso, Keshitas Rabbanon. That's the Gersa of Reb Chaim. He holds like Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold the korban chatos is le'olam roya. If it was found before kapara, you don't kill it. You just let it graze. So according to Shmuel, the equation works as well. Korban Pesach, if it was found before kapara, it grazes, you don't make it shlamim. And korban chatos as well, if it was found before kapara, it will be roya, it will graze. The Tanig says, what's the bright? So we're using Reb Chaim's gear, so v'chachomim oimrim. In chatos meso elishim tzu me'achar shekibur ba'abaylam. You only kill the chatos if it was found after kapara, not before kapara. In a morsel chuyis ha'amelech, the money that was set aside for the korban will not be thrown the ha'amelech as shenimtso ma'achar shekibur ba'abaylam, only if it was found after the ba'alim got kapara. Meaning you kill the animal only after kapara, like a korban pesach, you make it shlomi if it was found after kapara. But if it was found before kapara, they both graze. That's shita rabbana, that's what Shmuel goes like. Halacha zayin zok temishto. Hamafish the kevil lepischoi, person puts aside a female korban pesach. Korban pesach needs to be a male. He took the wrong animal. Or Zocher ben Shtei Shonim, or a male, but it's over 2 years old, has to be 1 year old. So in that case, Yireh Chase Taif, Yireh means red for you let it graze until it has a mum, until it has a blemish. Then you sell it, and with the money you give it to the Nedava. Reb Chaim brings two explanations. Either the Nedava means Shlamim, as we mentioned before, or it means you give it to Kites of Mizbeach, to Korban Oilo that goes when the Mizbeach is bottom. Now the reason this has Gdusha is because once he made it a Korban, it has Gdusha's Domim, meaning it at least belongs monetarily to Hegdish, and the male Gdusha's Agu falls in it as well. And here, when he was mafresh, it was not able to be a carbon, so it was considered to be pushed away. So you have to wait for it to get a blemish in order to use the money for shlamim. Hamafresh pischoy v'meis. Someone put a pesach, he set aside korban pesach, and he died. Lo yovio bnei achar, his son cannot bring it after him. L'shem pesach, l'shem shlamim. He won't bring it as pesach. He bring it as shlamim. That's one of the five chatois that we said that pesach is equivalent to it. One of the chatois that meisus is that meisu bail of the owner died. So here the Pesach comes to Shlom, and Shlomim now is Pesach. Says the Gemara, Mastinso la'achar kapor. Meaning this female Pesach was left after kapor, you want to bring it, what are you going to do with it? You want to bring it as a Shlomim. But before the kapor, so you sell it, and with the money you bring Pesach, because you can still use it as korban Pesach. So the Gemara, Deloy kep Shimon, it's not like a Shimon. The Tani, it says in the Baisa, koidim le Pesach, if it was found before Pesach, teroy, achetistayev, you wait for it to get a blemish, so then you sell it, and with the money you bring korban Pesach. La'achar Pesach, tov shlamim, with the Gemara of Chaim is, tov v'demeah shlamim. I mean, what do you do with a female? Well, it depends. If it's before, if it's still roy to be a korban Pesach, you bring the money Pesach. If it's after you dial it, you bring with the money shlamim. Reb Shimon Omer, koidum ha'Pesach, timoch shlamim. If one put a freshos in a keva before Pesach, so you sell it without a mum, without waiting for a blemish. Because it doesn't have Kedusha, it's only Kedusha's Domim. And Reb Shimon holds that it doesn't have Kedusha's Aguf. So it's only monetarily belonging to Hegdish, and they could just sell it. L'achar Pesach, Tavo Shlomim. But after Pesach, so now it is right to be the Korban that it should be. Because Shlomim could be even in a Keva, even more than 2 years old. So now you just make it into Shlomim. So I mean, Rabbanon and Reb Shimon go l'shitasa. Rabbanon holds that the Gdusha Seguf will happen over here. And he made the Gdusha Seguf happen. It's not right to be a carbon, so it's pushed away. According to Reb Shimon, Gdusha Seguf doesn't happen. So it's only Gdusha Seguf. When will Gdusha Seguf happen? When it's Shlomim, when it's right to be. So it's not never pushed away. Now the word goes refers to the end of the Mishnah that someone was mafresh Pesach and died, so his son will bring it as Shlomim. Says the Gemara, look at Savin and Mir, didn't we learn Koshenir the Kurva Pesach and Gufa Kurva Shlomim? Anything which was supposed to be Pesach and was pushed away doesn't become Shlomim. Have to wait for it to get a blemish to bring it as shlamim. So why here that the son can bring it as shlamim? Says the Gemara, posel lo b'shiyfish mois. He didn't put aside an animal. He put aside money. And then the father died. So the money was never pushed away. So the son can bring the money, shlamim. He doesn't have to go and wait for a blemish. We're holding the peh amud beis, halacha ches. Zok the mishto. Ha pesach shenisar bezvochim. You have korban pesach, come mixed up with other korbanos. Kulam yiru achistavu, they all will graze until they have a blemish. Ve'imochu ve'avi b'dmei ayofa shebehem imin zeh, b'dmei ayofa shebehem imin zeh, v'yafsid ha'moysa v'beisoy. Which means, let's say he has three animals. One is worth a sela, and the other two are worth less than a sela. One of them is korban Pesach, one of them is an oilo, one of them is a shlomim. I don't know which one is which. So what he does is, he has to bring three shlomim, because maybe the shlomim was a sela. Was worth a sela. Maybe the oil was worth a sela. Maybe the pesach was worth a sela. I'm not sure. So he brings three different animals worth a sela and says, if the pesach was worth a sela, so the pesach will be in the sela. And if the shlamim was worth a sela, so I'm using the animals worth a sela. And the same thing by oil. Hi, so where does he get the extra money? Because based on the first three, he sells. But they're not worth three shlamim. They're worth less. So the extra has to bring from his house, he has to expense it on his own. Asar b'bechorus, you have korban pesach, they got mixed up with bechor. If they're all Koyanim, so Koyanim can eat Bechor, can eat Pesach. So what you do is you take these two animals, the Koran Pesach and the Bechor, and you eat the night of Pesach, and you make sure to finish it before Chatzos. So that's how you mean Mon of Shach. If it's the Pesach, you finish before Chatzos. If it's the Bechor, they finished it. So the Gemara Tani, we learned a loichim shviz because of Meiser. Don't use Meiser Sheni to buy shviz. Why is that so? Because Meiser Sheni, you can keep it for a long time. But Shemitah, there's man a beer. At a certain time during the Shemitah year, you have to get rid of it. So you're causing my sashini to be lost. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael, I have a machlekes. That depends on the machlekes. Because of the machlekes, if you could take truma with my sashini. And the shaila is what? Because if it becomes tame, the tuma of truma is more severe than the tuma of my sashini. So if it becomes tame and the tuma of truma, you have to get rid of it. So that's why you should not buy the ma'aseh sheni truma. That's one mandamer. Another mandamer says you could buy. So it depends on the same achoikis. Can I use ma'aseh sheni and risk that I may make it possible in an easier way if I don't buy it as chulin? Here everybody agrees you can't buy the ma'aseh sheni shmito. Because mishma truma, the mandamer says it's okay. It's because the oichle truma or koyanim is reason, they'll make sure that they won't come to a situation where they have tumah and they have to get rid of this and they have to get rid of ma'aseh sheni. But Shemitah, everybody eats Shemitah. So I'm going to buy a ma'aseh sheni Shemitah, not everybody is zoris, not everybody is going to be very careful, and they may come to get rid of these fruits which are ma'aseh sheni. So says the more Asiyah, Chanina Kabir Amano, Vatanino, look at our Mishnah. Nisar bim choyris, you have the Kohen Pesach, can mix up with choyris. Shu noimim chaburas kohenim yochlu. They said if it's koyanim, they could eat it. V'tanya lo, it says in it in the Braiso, yoichlu kechomo sheboem, which means you'll eat them until the time limit of the more chomer one. But in this case, it's Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, it's more chomer than Pchor, because Pchor you could eat for 2 days and a night, and this one you can eat only for that first night. So here, you're bringing kachin l'beis apsul, you're making this animal, which was maybe a Pchor, being able to eat it only the first night. And you can't say oichlu truma zuizimim, because they're not oichlu truma. We're talking about Korban Pesach. We just said by truma koyanim mizruizim, but not if it's not truma. Omer le'yoichli psochim mishayso zruizimim koyichli truma. People that eat Korban Pesach, they are as zoris and as careful as oichli truma, so they'll make sure not to bring l'day psul, they'll make sure to eat all the meat by chatzos. Teidelcho, I'll bring you a raya. Tatinon, we learn mishachat Shabbos, ein tzoylim bosor, botzol, beitzo, you cannot roast meat, an onion, an egg, elekadashi tzoylu, unless they're going to be roasted before Shabbos. In other words, right before Shabbos, you're not allowed to roast something unless you make sure it's roasted at least a third of its cooking before Shabbos, because maybe he will come to stoke the coals in the place of roasting. So that we're not allowed to do before Shabbos. And we learned on the other hand, that you could put the Pesach into the oven right before dark. Hi, maybe they're going to come and stoke the coals. You see, the people that eat Korban Pesach, they're so careful with the mitzvahs of Pesach, they make sure not to do anything wrong. When not choshesh, they'll stoke the coals. And when not choshesh, then they may not eat the meat and cause the bechor to come with deep psul, meaning you're not going to be able to eat it after chatzos of the first night. With this, we conclude, Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Pei.